It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. French composer-conductor Pierre Boulez, conductor emeritus of the Chicago Symphony, is withdrawn for health reasons from the announced February-March CSO residency he was initially scheduled to conduct and curate there. The CSO cannot comment on the specific nature of Maestro Boulez's health issues, says Celeste Roblovsky, CSO Vice President, Public Relations, via email. Boulez, who's 88 now, lives primarily in Paris. He's suffered debilitating physical problems in recent years, including a shoulder injury suffered in a fall. He underwent eye surgery several years ago that led to his canceling various podium engagements, including CSO residencies in the 2011 and 2012 seasons. The three young conductors that he originally had planned to work with will substitute for him in the two subscription programs he'd originally planned to conduct. Programs remain unchanged, comprising music by Debussy, Ravel, and Stravinsky. Get well soon, Mr. Boulez. Ronald Bronstein's career as a musical educator and conductor got off to a brilliant start. He attended the Juilliard School. He performed as a guest with top orchestras and won the prestigious Herbert von Karajan Conducting Competition in 1979. But bipolar disorder slowed what might have been an explosive career, including 3 5-year periods when he said he had trouble merely getting out of bed. He met his wife, French horn player Caroline Whidden, when she was working as manager of the Vermont Youth Orchestra, and he was hired as its music director. She had struggled with anxiety and depression herself. Together, they decided to form the Me Too Orchestra. Me Too, it's billed as the world's only classical music organization for individuals with mental illness and the people who support them. It's all about removing the stigma, Whidden said, later adding that her husband sees his own illness as a key part of his gift. I feel better able to hook into the grandiosity, the excitement, the profoundness, and the depths, more so than a person who is without bipolar, he said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.